Let's go live to Edmonton then and talk to a member of this squad that is doing great things, and they will play on. They are not going home. It is Stars goaltender and local hero, if you don't mind me saying, Anton Khudobin. Anton, welcome to the show. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. We're just playing golf right now.
You're playing golf right now.
Good. Wow. Yeah. I'm very happy you're playing golf. I wonder how full that bar was in the bubble in the hotel that you guys were at last night. Did you guys have some fun? I really hope you had a lot of fun after that game.
We didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Why not?
We stayed with the team a little bit. We had a couple drinks with the guys, but other than that, there's not much to do, to be honest, but at the same time, it is what it is.
It is what it is, and what it is for us is some of the most fun we've had watching sports in a long, long time. And you're at the center of it. I don't know, you guys are in seclusion. Usually you would be playing home games in front of 20,000 adoring fans. I hope you guys have an idea of how bonkers everyone seems to be about your story. It's a lot of fun from here.
It is a lot of fun. It is just because, it's a totally different situation that we've been through playoffs and stuff like that, but at the same time, it's season going on, and we're playing hockey, which is most important for us. And there is ups and downs, but we got to the point where it's no step back.
This is Anton Khudobin, the Stars netminder and one of the true heroes of what's been going on here the last 6 weeks or so. For you personally, I know you believe that you've had this in you forever, but it's been a wild, wild ride, and to just be thrust into the starting lineup and to perform at this level, it's been great to see. Are you surprised by your level, or is this just something that you've had all along?
There's no surprises. In my game, I think I had it before, but I just never played in playoffs, and I never played in, I guess, at this time of the season. But at the same time, it was fun, and playoffs, it's always fun. I played playoff games before in NHL. I've been in these situations as a backup, as a black ace, and it's always fun. And I just try to control what I can control, and I try to play as good as I can and focus what I can do.
How are you feeling fatigue-wise? Because clearly your workload has been on maximum and you are not getting much rest, and they are absolutely counting on you to stand on your head quite a few nights. Are you fine physically, or are you feeling the wear and tear at this point?
No. I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling totally fine, to be honest. Maybe just because I played before, the year before that, I played, 9 games in a row, something like that, or 10 games in a row.
Yeah.
And I feel even better, to be honest, when I play more.
So describe that last... So, no, go ahead.
So I feel totally fine. Of course, it's every other day of the game, but at the same time, I like it, and I know it's a little bit tiring, it's a little bit different situation than usual, but at the same time, it's fine.
What was that feeling like? For us, it was, you jump off the couch and you're screaming at the TV when Gurianov's goal went in on that amazing shot, and everybody turns and they rush toward you, and I'm just wondering, have you had a better sports feeling than that in your life in that brief moment?
I would say a little bit different. It's never better feeling than everybody comes to you or comes to the winning goal guy, and you're just celebrating as a team, celebrating winning. it's never better feeling than when you're winning. It doesn't matter how much you're gonna get scored on, but at the same time, it's unbelievable feeling when you're winning.
Well, I bet it is. Anton Khudobin with us here on the ticket, a guy who's just playing out of his mind right now, and the Stars team really turned things around completely over the last, you know, well, since you guys have been in Edmonton. It's been a story that we didn't see coming, and I love the fact that you guys generally seem to have faith, but did you really think you would still be up in Edmonton in mid to late September when you arrived there? Was that on your radar as a likelihood?
Okay, I'm not going to tell you the whole secret, but at the same time, we were preparing for this, and you always have to prepare to go as far as you can.
Yes, sir.
And luckily we are here, and luckily we are going to the Stanley Cup Finals.
How inspiring has the play of Jamie been for you guys? Because, you know, he seems to be playing. We talk about you playing out of your mind. That guy, you just see the look in his eyes, and he is on a serious, serious mission, as everybody is, but that guy has been the leader.
He has been the leader. He's been a great guy on and off the ice. And the way he's, maybe sometimes he's quiet, he doesn't tell you a lot of things, but the way the energy comes from him, it's unbelievable. You can see his eyes is as big as the puck, I would say.
Yeah.
And you can tell he's prepared. He's going to the war, and he wants to go and he wants to win, which is you want to see from that leader, from the leader like this, from your leader, from your captain, and it's always great. And I'm telling you, I can feel it. I can feel the energy from him coming out. And like I said previously, maybe you don't see he's talking much, but at the same time, I can tell he's ready and he wants to go and he wants to go all in.
This is Anton Khudobin with us of the Dallas Stars. He is playing golf right now, so we're kind of being rude, to be honest. But hopefully you're at a spot where people are playing through a little bit, or you're ready to take a brief break just for a few moments for us. We appreciate you doing that, by the way, Anton.
Oh, no problem. I'm not playing golf. I'm just riding the cart.
You're just riding the cart.
Do you play? Do you okay. play?
I don't really play, to be honest. I can just have fun with the guys and ride the cart and see where the shot's going and stuff like that. I can hit some of the balls, but at the same time, for me, it's a little bit boring.
Well, it's funny because I swear I just saw recently you teeing up balls for Blake Como at the driving range or something like that. Was that?
Yes. Well, that's why I'm not playing golf. I can help the guys. I can help my teammates, but I can let them play and just see what they do.
You are.
It's more fun to have a couple of beers while you're doing that too, right?
Beers, yes. I'd rather have white wine.
Well, white wine. Okay, you're dispelling the myth about crazy Russian dudes.
Vodka, you mean?
Yeah.
Well,
I can tell you for the fact I hate vodka.
Do you really?
Yes.
Why is that? It just like
I don't know. I just don't like the taste of it, to be honest. I tried, of course, a couple of times, but at the same time, I can do tequila, I can do cognac, I can do whiskey, I can do bourbon sometimes, but vodka for me, I don't know. It's just not a typical drink for me.
Anton Khudobin, the white wine drinker.
Hey, that's whatever works for him.
Oh,
I'm fine
wine.
With it. Oh, red wine. Okay.
Anton, so if we're in the discussion now of beverages and perhaps food, we have to ask you about. Okay, so you're in net every night. You're a hero in Dallas and on hockey Twitter. And so a picture from your Instagram account from about 7 years ago.
Exactly.
Shows
seven
up.
7 years ago when it was a lower right now internet.
Well, so there's a picture of you that appears to be enjoying what looks like maybe crawfish or.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and definitely beer. and you're shirtless. And I was just hoping you could tell us if there's any story behind that picture, because it's fascinating. And I would like to know, is that Siberia?
It's not the Siberia. It's my previous city where I played, where I lived for almost 15 years, where I moved to play hockey. We went to the sauna. It's kind of tradition in Russia. You have a crawfish, you have a beers, and you have a sauna.
Okay.
So you go into the sauna one or two or three times, then you can have a beer with the crawfish. Crawfish is really popular, and you're just eating with beers, and you enjoying, you're feeling good after the sauna, because you're all sweaty, you're all hot, your old body feeling really good. So after that, you can have a couple beers and crawfish.
So you understand.
But crawfish, there is the recipe to make a crawfish as well. Like everybody in Louisiana or a little bit east of Texas.
Yes.
Right? So they love crawfish as well. So there is a little bit different recipes, but I know one recipe I found out on YouTube, to be honest, and every summer I have done it, even in Siberia right now where I live. I do the crawfish, and I don't do too much beers because, I don't know, I just can't handle it.
No, you're a wine guy.
I can have one or two maybe beers, and other than that, wine, but crawfish is unbelievable.
So do you have the crawfish shipped over, or do they have crawfish over there?
No, we have a river in our city.
Okay.
You can catch crawfish there, but you have to go a little bit north of it, or you can order from a little bit over to south,
mm-hmm.
I would say, and they bring it to you, and it's pretty big crawfish. You're ordering from them, and you can do whatever you want. As much recipes in the world, you can do whatever you want. You cook, you eat. You enjoy.
Man, let's have like this big ass crawfish party after you guys win the cup. Like you're at the head of it with the chef's hat and all that.
And with saunas.
And sauna and beer, yeah.
And towels.
Or wine.
Sauna's going to be 100% crawfish. It's not going to be available just because it's going to be a little bit cold.
Mm-hmm.
So in my city, so I'm not going to be able to get the crawfish, but at the same time, I will definitely have sauna.
That's awesome. Man, I really have enjoyed watching you play. It's interesting when you talk about guys who are, for the most part, a backup goalie. You only see them in odd situations, but circumstances has put you right on the center stage, and I imagine you probably don't want too many days before you can keep playing because you guys and you personally are in such good form right now.
It doesn't matter. I would say, you know, like when you go into the playoffs, you never think about who you're going to play against, which opponent you want to play against and stuff like that. So even with the days off, you know, like it's a final. Sometimes you want to have a couple days off, just relax, get rest off your body, you know, like maybe lay down, playing golf or whatever. You know, it's you have to have a rest before such important games.
So, who are you driving the cart for right now? Who's in your cart with you?
I'm driving with Andrew Sequeira.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And, we are teammates with Rat and Guriana.
Nice. That's hey. Did I hear? And this may be wrong, but did I hear you and Radulov knew each other long, long ago before? Even before the NHL, or is that bad information?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Correct.
What was it?
That's correct information. We are same age. We are from. We're both born in '86, and we played together since 15 for the national team, junior national team.
Nice.
So I knew him from when I was 15. I would say 14, 15. So which is 20 years from now.
Wow. Okay. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. Good old friends then. That's awesome.
Well, man, Keep it up. It's been inspirational watching you and the rest of the guys. It's been so much fun. You can't even describe it. I know there are no fans up there, but just know that you got a ton of people down here that are living and breathing with every single shift and every single game. So four more to go. Keep it up, and you guys have fun up there.
Thank you so much, and I want to add to that. We feel you, fans. We know that you're cheering for us, and a lot of people who are listening to us right now, listening to me, listening to you, thank you so much for the support, and we will keep it going. We feel your energy, and thank you for the support.
Well,
we really, really appreciate it, and thank you so much from you guys from such many compliments to give me. I really appreciate it.
You're amazing. Keep it going, man, and enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you, guys.
See
you.
That's Anton.
Thanks, Dobie.
Hudobin. That's Dobie.
There he goes.
I want to hug him.
I know.
Somebody said.
That's the most awesome guy ever.
I want to have a crawfish boil with him.
In towels. Somebody said on Twitter, and they took the words right out of my mouth. He's NHL Boban. Talk me out of it.
Oh, he's so yes, Dobie and Bobie and Dobie.
He's just making people happy.
You're right.
He's just
there's something infectious about that. What a great, great guy.
So I didn't want to bring this up just because it was too odd and with the phone line and the language barrier, but Sean Shapiro wrote something about him, about his love for Legos. And he was hurt for a while in Carolina. And he would put Legos together, and Sean thought it was kind of a joke or what, you know, and he was speaking about how important Legos were to keep your brain sharp. And he thinks they're great for kids and great for adults. And so when he was bored, cause he was rehabbing, he would put Legos together, and he just thought
Why
that
not?
Was like his crossword puzzle to just keep the brain engaged.
I'm whatever he wants to do. He can do that.
Lego
so cool.
Enthusiast.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.